This is Twit.
Remember those rumors about Apple's big screen TV set from a year or two ago? Well, turns out they were almost true. Apple actually planned to build a TV. But those plans were scrapped a year ago, according to the Wall Street Journal. But there's still hope for those of us who actually want a TV set made by Apple. Mikey Campbell is the editor of Apple Insider and joins us now. Welcome to you, Mikey.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
It's going great now. Why is there hope? Does anybody think Apple will actually resurrect its TV set plans?
I know one analyst who very much does hope that Apple does do that. Gene Munster, who's been probably the main cheerleader for an Apple television set over the past decade.
Hey, Mikey, what about what Apple may or may not have been planning to put into this TV set in terms of hardware and software? Any clues to the features and functions they were thinking about?
Well, according to the Wall Street Journal article, they were thinking about adding in a lot of advanced sensors and cameras. So it was kind of an allusion towards something like the Microsoft Kinect system. From what we understand, they wanted to build in advanced video conferencing features, what they call FaceTime for the television. It's kind of the thing that we've seen from other smart TVs out on the market already. I believe Samsung and LG both have sets that offer similar capabilities. But what Apple was going to do, we don't know for sure. They would have obviously put their own flavor on it.
Now, the Worldwide Developers Conference is coming up next month. And the sort of cryptic logo that they always have for all of their announcements and conferences suggests something in the middle of a whole bunch of other things. And the word on the street is that what's in the middle is an Apple TV, and what's all around is all your other expensive Apple products. In other words, that the Apple TV will be converted into a hub within your home for all this other stuff. Does that sound like a reasonable possibility? And what do you know or what do you expect Apple to announce around the Apple TV at their Worldwide Developers Conference?
Well, actually, that is a really good theory, one that's been kicking around for a few months now. As far as Apple TV as a hub, the technology is definitely there. We know that the device itself is ripe for a upgrade. Apple's been doing a lot of work in interconnectivity, especially we were talking about the Apple Watch before the show. You know, it's got handoff. So Apple could foreseeably build some of that into a new Apple TV model and announce it at WWDC. And I guess it could be based on their HomeKit platform, which is their Internet of Things. You know, it's their initiative in that area. So I could definitely see something like that happening.
Hey, Mikey, so what we're talking about right now is the actual Apple TV, call it the set-top box or video streaming box, so to speak, right? Not a big screen TV per se.
No.
So back to that sort of big screen digital hub next generation conversation. Do you think Apple is just scared about skating to or trying to figure out where to skate to, where the puck is going to be? Because TV is changing so quickly. I mean, many would argue that "quote unquote" TV is dead. You know, the actual endpoints, the flat screen TVs, the margins have come way down. Over the air and cable broadcast, that's all being disrupted. You know, do you think Apple is just afraid of? We can't figure out where this is all going.
I don't think they're afraid so much as the technology right now. They can't really see a way to enter that market without. Or with a true innovation or a truly innovative product, like they did with a smartphone, iPhone, tablet, iPad, and now the watch, which is, you know, of course, Apple Watch. Like the Wall Street Journal said, executives were looking at the ideas and the prototypes for this ultra high definition television set, and they just couldn't see any substantial gain that the consumer would have, you know, versus, say, a Sony or a Panasonic.
Interesting. Very interesting. And I can't wait to watch this show on the future Apple TV or the future TV set from Apple. Either one. It's an awesome show. We're already a lot of people already watch us on Apple TV. And it's really interesting to see that Apple TV, the whole TV space, the whole living room experience is something that Apple has been sort of on the almost on the sidelines with. I mean, hardly anybody has an Apple TV compared to all the other options out there, you know, especially when you compare it to Apple's dominance in markets like smartphones and so on.